your struggles, develop your strengths. You spelled develop wrong. You spelled develop wrong. There's no E at the end of develop.
That's how it was on the picture that I looked at.
Develop.
I didn't even notice it.
Develop.
That's how it was on the Google picture that I took it from.
Hi, I'm Jackson.
Hi, I'm Kaylee.
And welcome to our podcast. Sorry, I had swim practice.
How exciting.
Super exciting. First episode. Big one. No guest this time. Just hosts. Just hosting.
Just hosting.
So we're going to start this off by doing a little game. Swimmers love to, time and beat other people with the time. So we're gonna do like a little speed intro. We're gonna time ourselves and see how fast we can say our name, our grade, our major, what event we swim, and where we're from. And we're gonna do this every week for every guest, and we're gonna see who can do it the fastest.
We're gonna have a leaderboard.
It's
gonna be exciting.
The winner will get absolutely nothing.
Bragging rights.
Sure.
Which we all love.
Not much to brag about here. But I'm hoping I can at least do better than Kaylee.
Hey.
I'm ready. I'm actually scared. Wait, I'm gonna do this in my head. Okay.
Alright. Ready, set, go.
Jackson, freshman, nursing, two fly, Lawrenceburg, Indiana.
3.54.
Oh, that was so fast.
Write that down.
What can I say? I'm talented.
3.54 seconds.
I'm assuming seconds.
Hey, it could have been minutes.
I'm not that slow.
Are you sure?
True. Make sure that you try to understand. Don't say it too fast.
Did you do your age or your grade?
I did my grade. I said freshman. Okay. I went, you weren't even paying attention.
I'm not ready. I have to practice.
I'll say ready, set, go, okay?
Okay.
Take your mark, go. Take your mark. Yeah. Take your mark. Go!
Kaylee, freshman, marketing degree, Fishers, Indiana.
4.47.
I started laughing.
Dave, you were laughing a little too hard there.
I almost forgot my major. I've had three different ones.
Marketing.
I've had three different ones. It's not my fault.
She's a little confused. 4.47.
4.47.
Not bad. I'm your second.
Hey. Out of two people.
I will gladly take my win right now. What can I say? Taking dubs all season.
Are we sure about that?
Just the one event. Just the one. Not the COVID restrictions, too. So let's jump in a little bit more about these like little fun things that we just said, or little fun introductions. So we're both freshmen at Ball State.
Obviously.
We love. We stand.
We love being freshmen.
We love. I'm 19. You're still 18.
Yes.
Your birthday is May
25th. Look at you go.
And my birthday is
January 4th. I know.
We got a Capricorn and a Gemini in the house.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do this with every guest. And just like be like, that's your zodiac sign. Let's talk about that.
Not the zodiac signs.
Yeah. So we were seniors in 2020. That was
interesting.
That was difficult for sure.
That was definitely interesting.
Did you have a graduation, like an in-person one?
I did, but I didn't go. It was... Don't laugh at me.
You're not actually supposed to be here. You're still a senior.
It was like a weird one, though. It wasn't like we all worked there together. It was like individually.
Oh.
No, it was individually. They handed you your diploma. You walked on the stage. You took a picture and you left.
That must be so much more convenient.
Like it wasn't worth it. I picked up my diploma the day before, and I was like, I already graduated. And I already have mine.
Yeah, don't need to get a picture.
Yeah.
Ours was virtual. Like they pre-filmed everything. And they just used, like, our senior photos and put them up.
Nice.
But it was, like, one big live stream, and then we got, like, a free DVD out of the way home.
Oh, nice. We kind of had something like that with, like, our senior video, and it had, like, speeches from, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But We have too many seniors.
You do have a bigger school.
My class is 900 kids.
Yeah, that's almost my whole high school.
Yeah, that's insane.
I don't think mine was like 299 or something.
Oh my gosh. The fact that you could possibly know all of
I basically knew everyone in my class.
That's scary to me.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. Like, you didn't know anyone. Like, I almost knew a lot of people in my school.
Outside of this one.
And I was popular, so.
Okay, we get it. You were class president.
I was class president. I gave a speech at graduation.
Okay.
It was really kind of really cute. You changed your majors 3 times now.
Yes.
It started off.
Architecture.
Dropped her immediately.
We did not. Tried to
drop immediately. We're not going to drag names, but. It was architecture, and then she changed it to
graphic design,
and now it's marketing.
Yes.
Why do we, all these hoops that we jumped through, why do we end up in marketing? Why are you in marketing right now, Ben?
I was thinking, while I was in graphic design, they told me I couldn't double major in that and marketing. So I was like, do I want a degree in art, or do I want a degree in science? I was like, science.
Women in STEM.
Yes.
No points for the STEM.
Yeah.
Women in STEM. What am I? Marketing.
I was looking at things that you could do with a marketing degree, and I saw social media management. And I was like, if I can do that for a professional sports team, that'd be kind of cool.
Sign me up. Ball State Swimming Dive Team over here.
I miss having Chris manage our social media.
Chris was fun. I just because I could openly talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Chris, our assistant coach.
We love him.
What a man. I'm a nursing major. Been a nursing major. I haven't been
from day one.
New since junior year. I just really.
I've almost quit a couple times.
Had a few speed bumps, TBH. That bio. Oh. It's always just been a mild inconvenience happens and I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. There's no point.
I'm done.
But that's all I can speak on the matter. I mean, I'm a Spanish minor.
Oh, that's exciting. When did you
do that? I did that. I wanted to be in the beginning of the year and then it wasn't added until I think this semester.
Oh.
That's but awesome. I have a Spanish class next year, spring semester, so it's a while away. My 4-year plan.
Oh, I don't have one of those.
I think it's just with the Honors College.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because we have to meet up with our Honors College, academic advisor, and talk about our 4-year plan and stuff, which I'm kind of glad about.
I wish I had that.
I need to know I'm going to graduate on time with all the classes that we take.
Me.
True. And all of us can be lucky.
Yeah.
So we're both mid-distance swimmers.
Fire for the win.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire is Ball State's mid-distance group. That's what we call ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we're the hottest.
Duh.
So there's Thunder, which is sprint. Fire, which is mid-distance. And then X with is distance. Distance.
Yes.
Which that's the mile.
That sucks to be an X.
Which I would not want to be that.
I could never do it.
Our X group isn't that big. No, which, I guess you don't really need to be big because, there's only so many events. I think Fire's the biggest group.
I agree. Fire's definitely the biggest group.
But too freestyle.
Yes.
Too fly.
Too fly.
You're a girl, I'm a boy. So our times can just compete with each other from that.
We are racing buddies in practice. All the time.
Because we're on the same lane.
Yes. Oh, that's
fun. We love.
I miss being in your lane. It's taper taper. Now and we're not in the same lane.
Yes, because the boys finally have our conference first, so we get a taper first.
Which is so depressing.
It's sad, but I love it because I'm so excited that we get a taper first for once. It's so nice. But yeah, two fly. I didn't become a flyer until junior year. And even then, I wasn't in high school swimming fly. My coach casually put me in it. I did the 2 free and the 5 free mainly.
I didn't become a mid-distance swimmer until my junior or senior year either.
Yeah.
I used to swim all distance.
I used to be a aerobic distance swimmer when I was younger.
When I was even before high school, I'd do the 800, the 1,000, the miles,
yes,
stuff like that.
Yes.
And then even in high school, I did the 5 every meet.
The 1,000 was my crap.
And here, none of that.
I would be caught dead swimming anything else other than a 2-5.
I would die if I swim anything over a 200.
Our head coach, Jay, goes, your freestyle's looking kind of good. Let's put you in the 500. And then I do horrible, and then he's, like, back to the fly.
Yep.
So, and I can't really say the two flies a fun event to be in.
Oh, no, it's not. I don't know why you do it. I don't but know why you choose that one.
It's here. My fly can only go so fast, and it just so happens to be perfect for the two fly.
Not the 100, according to
Dave. Not the 100. Not anything. I swam with 25 fly the other day off the block, and I went, I don't know why I just can't move my arms faster. And he goes, well, good thing I'm not asking you to be a 25 flyer. I'm asking you to be a 200 one. I was like, thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Like, all with love from him.
We love Jay.
Yeah. He's super fun. He's such a good head coach.
He is.
So you're from Fishers.
Yes.
I'm from Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So Lawrenceburg is a small town near Cincinnati, Ohio, but it's in Indiana. I'm like 20 to 30 minutes away from...
But you say you're from Cincy.
Yeah, because it's like, that's like the nearest landmark closest to me that people can know.
Yeah.
But Fishers is bougie.
Yeah.
My mind, it's like pretty bougie.
Yeah.
Because I know some people from Fishers.
It's close to Indy. It's bougie if you live in the right parts.
Yes, that's what I've been hearing.
On Geist, ooh.
We stand
those
the Geist.
Those people scare me. Those people have like four houses.
Seriously?
As one.
I'm jealous. Terrifying.
And like seven boats.
Oh. To live on the lake.
Oh, that'd be everything.
But on that note, we're going to switch over to our main segment, which is just us talking. So this is like the first episode. We're not going to get into, like, a really big category, I feel like, of, like, yeah. Swimming. We're just going to kind of talk about it in general. We all wrote down some questions.
Yes.
I looked up questions to ask about a hobby.
I just wrote down whatever popped into my head first.
I also went to our Ball State Swim and Dive page and, like, looked through some of the questions that some people asked there.
Ooh, nice.
And, like,
nice.
Those were funny. Like, which lane do you prefer to swim in?
Three.
And not in, like, meets, in practices.
Three.
Really? I like to have an outside lane.
Ooh, I don't.
Because, like, three, you get all the waves.
Yeah, but also, when you breathe to both sides, you can see people.
No, when I race them, because they're too far ahead. But, like, I don't know.
And I don't like being in lane four because you have to start at the other end, and I like starting COVID at the blocks end.
Isn't it weird to think, like, we would all be on the same wall?
Yes, I don't COVID? Like that.
I couldn't think of it now.
I don't like that. That's a weird
thing. No, I like having it on the other end.
I do, too.
It's so much nicer.
It is, because then, like, you can, I don't know.
We have, like, one boys practice where, like, the taper and, like, the non-taper were separated. This was when I was not tapering yet.
Yeah.
And, like, so we had, like, four lanes of, like, non-taper and all of us started on the same side. And
I know,
I was like,
we
that
did
was
that
so
for,
weird.
We did that for a girls' practice and I was like, we haven't done this in so long and I don't like it.
I did not like it at all. It made me feel weird. And I was like, cut the cameras.
We're done.
We're done. I'm getting out, babe.
I'm going to the other side.
See ya. I gotta be with Chris and Gina on the other side.
Okay. You get to answer this question first.
Okay.
How exciting. What's it like?
We kind of talked beforehand to, like, see if we had any of the same questions. I mean, Kay misunderstood the assignment, I feel like, a little bit. I was like, I texted her, I was like, hey, like, think of, like, some, like, basic swimming questions we can, like, talk about with each other and, like, you know, just, like, chat about.
What's it like being a...
What's it like being a college athlete?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yes.
Which is like a fair question, I guess.
It is a fair question.
Tell me your other one for a little bit.
What's your major?
What do you want to be? What's your future dream?
What's your career goals?
What's your career goals? That's good. What's it like being a college athlete? I came from a team that from a small school already, we didn't get a lot for like sports funding, but on top of that, swimming didn't get a lot any either. So, like, it was all, like, buy your own stuff, get your own stuff, use it, do this, and this. Like, you don't get anything, really. Like, anything that you get off the team is what you pay for.
Yeah.
Except as soon as I leave, we're getting a new pool, which is lovely. Like, good for them.
Love the timing.
I've been swimming there for 14 years and not one thing. But I have to say, I was shocked with, like, how much, like, the university just, like, gives us.
Oh, I know. We get so much. And even this year, we got a lot.
We got a lot, even with COVID restrictions.
They were saying they've gotten so much more in the past years, which is insane.
Which is crazy. Like, boys are not on scholarship. It's just women that get the scholarships, which is, like, fine. Because, like, we still all get the same amount of stuff.
Yeah.
Regardless of that. Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, like, being a college athlete is really, like, just, like, feeling pampered, too. Like, you get, like, so much stuff, which is, like, fair because of the amount of stress that we go through and the amount of, like, work we have to endure.
Uh-huh.
But I like it. And, yeah. like, it's fun, like, going on the campus and having people that you have to meet, so then you already have friends
You have built-in friends. Like, getting here and not knowing anyone and not being on a team would have been terrifying.
Terrifying.
Especially right now, like, during COVID, you wouldn't have been able to meet anyone.
No. Like,
and so, like, right now, I don't know.
Props to the people that had to do that.
Like, props to the people that have friends during COVID in college, because I wouldn't be me.
No. I couldn't be me at all.
No.
But, yeah, I like being a college athlete. It's really fun. I would tell everyone to be it, if they could.
If they could.
But it's not meant for everyone. But, like, I'm assuming, like, other things also is like that. Like,
yeah.
Being a college anything.
Being, like,
theater. Drama.
That's the same thing. I don't know. Like, Phoebe was talking about the journalism stuff, like, the TCOM stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, that, like, they have a bunch of, like, group projects that you have to get together
to work on.
So, like, I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
It's, like, being, it's, like, fun because you already feel like you're, like, a part of a group.
Yeah.
And, like, you get all the same gear and stuff. And so, like, sometimes you end up matching with other people and you're, like, I just feel like we're connected.
Or when you're walking, like, outside on your way to, like, practice and you just look like an athlete.
Yes. You can spot an athlete by a Gatorade bottle, I'm telling you.
You really can.
Anyone can go and get a Gatorade bottle.
Yes.
And, like, I would think that you're an athlete.
Yeah.
Because that's the only indicator I have. That and the parka.
That, the parka as well, and then the shoes. We all have the same style of shoes.
Yes.
Like, they might be different colors, but we all have the same
style. We all have the same vibe.
You can spot an athlete if they're wearing the shoes.
I like that. What about you? Like, what does like, being a college athlete mean to you?
It's tiring.
It really is.
I'm exhausted.
It's horrible. It's not. I love it, but oh my god.
I love it, but oh.
It's a job. It really is.
No, it actually is a job. Like, before I started, I was, like, thinking of whether or not I should have a job. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, all classes were going to be online, so I was like, well, if I'm not doing anything, maybe I should have a job.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just wait and see how everything goes. I would have died.
Like, I don't know how other sports are, obviously, because other sports don't, I don't want to say don't train as much as us.
But, like,
they, like, some of the sports didn't start until much later. Like, yeah. We swam all
We've
year.
We've been swimming 20 hours a week since September.
Yeah. Like, not, some of those were voluntary, by the way, NCAA.
Yes.
Voluntary hours.
Yeah. We're overachievers and we go to the voluntary practices.
We just love it. But yeah, it really is tiring, but it's completely doable. I mean, it's just like your high school, because, like, I did, like, what, 18 hours at least in high school?
Yeah, I did too. I have less practices now than I did in high school.
That's what I feel like. Like, I think actually my schedule, because, like, every group in swimming has, like, a different schedule.
Mm-hmm.
My fire schedule is the same exact schedule as my high school one.
Really? Yeah. Mine's a lot different. I actually had 5 mornings a week back in high school. So now having 3.
How long were they?
An hour and a half.
Okay. Well, that was mine.
Oh, and then I had, like, I'm counting the Saturday one. We had, that one was about 6:30.
Oh, yeah. We had a Saturday practice.
So, and that one was 3 hours, which sucked.
Same. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's good about this one is that, like, being on campus, you just get to walk to practice.
And then you just get to walk.
You don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah. Because,
like, my practices were from 5:30 to 7.
Yeah, that's,
and I had to wake up
that was mine.
Earlier to drive.
I would have to get up at 5.
But say, you live, like, 2 minutes from my high school?
Yeah, I'd get up at 5, leave my house at, actually, I'd get up at 5:10, and I'd leave my house at 5:15.
I would get up, and I would get there, and some days, we would swim And then, like, they would call off school. Like, we would get there that early.
Yeah, same.
We would always get the option of whether or not to do the afternoon practice then or mm-hmm. to come back later and do it. And I was always, like, a firm believer of, let's get it done now.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
done. I want to go home. Or, like, a two-hour delay. Same thing. She's like, you can come back after school and do the practice or do it now and mm-hmm. give away your two-hour delay, basically. And I was like, do it now. Do it now. I want to go home after school.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you do that?
I know.
Ours, like, the rule was if they called a two-hour delay and we weren't in the pool already, like, so say, like, we have practice at 5:30, they called it at 5:25, and we weren't in the pool.
Mm.
We couldn't get in. We had to wait the 2 hours. And then if we were in the pool, we could keep going, and then we would just go home and then come back for the two-hour delay. Oh. And we would still have practice in the afternoon because they couldn't do that for our school.
Yeah.
And then if we got school canceled, if we weren't in the water, we went home. We didn't have practice, and we couldn't have practice the afternoon because school was canceled.
Jealous!
Which means afternoon activities were canceled.
Yes.
But if we were already in the water, we finished our practice. And then...
If my coach could find a way to get us to practice, even though school was canceled, we were going to practice.
Oh, same.
Like, he's like, oh, the roads will be cleared by 12, so I want you guys at the pool by 12:30 so we can do our practice. And I'm like, give me a snow day. I just want a snow day.
I know. My coach was kind of insane like that. He would go out and ride his bike and be like, in the morning at like 4 a.m. and be like, the roads are too slick.
Yeah.
We're calling off practice, and then we would get a two-hour delay, and I'm like, how do you know? That's some magic right there.
Where are we at? See, my school's, like, a lot of kids, is, like, back roads. My high school, not my school, because my school's now Ball State.
Yeah.
But my high school, a lot of it was back roads, and so even if it were to rain and ice overnight, we would probably cancel.
Yeah.
Because the plowers and, like, the icers wouldn't be able to, like, clear all the roads beforehand. So, like, that was nice. But I know that we would always have swim. I just knew it would be a little bit later so I get to sleep in.
Yeah.
My turn.
Your turn.
What is your thoughts on dry land? Because a lot of... I know it's, like, a split decision sometimes with some swimmers.
I like dry land as long as I feel like it's doing something. Like, some of the things that we do, when we do, like, 10 minutes of abs, I'm like,
wow. We love it. Recruits come here. We love it, Gina. Don't make us do more than 10 minutes.
But anyways, when we go outside and do dry land, like, I see the point in all of that, and, like, I can get behind it. So, like, I think that's definitely helpful to be athletic in and out of the water.
I hate running. Hate it. Like, I was going to justify it, but no. There's, like, no instance where I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, I love running.
Hate it. Well, you did cross country in high school.
Yes.
Which, no.
Oh.
Like, I personally could never.
Well, I quit after freshman year. So.
I don't have the body to run.
I like running. I just
never feel good. I love abs. I can do abs the house down.
Mm-hmm.
And I like lifting weights, but, like, lifting. Running, no. Lifting weights is so nice.
It is. I love it.
It's so fun. Oh, and I love yoga.
Oh, I love yoga.
Love to do some yoga. I love stretching in general.
Me too. It just feels
good. I just want to break all my bones.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No.
I went to be a chiropractor for the longest time because I love, like, hearing, like, my knuckles crack and stuff, even though that's not bones. But, like, just, like, popping all of that, ugh, it feels so nice.
It does.
But, yeah, I don't mind dry land. The thing is, and I'm not crapping on Ball State's dry land, my high school dry land, so much harder.
Oh, I know, same.
I was calling my friend from back home, and I was like, girl, remember when we would do, like, the full 45-minute dry land workouts, and it would, before every single practice, every single one, every single day, and we'd be running, we'd be doing abs, and, like, we would get maybe 2 minutes tops break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's combined with, like, all the rest in between sets and stuff.
Yeah.
Here, I'd be damned if we reached the full 30 minutes of dry land.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, I'm not mad at it. I was just, like, the first few times it was happening, I was so shocked that it happened. I was like, we're done?
I know.
I was like, Chris, it's not even 9:30 yet.
I know. It's honestly really nice, though.
It is, because it doesn't feel like it's, like, filler. Like, no, they feel like they have a workout planned, and if we finish it, we finish it.
Yep, and then we're done. Yeah, I don't like when it feels like we're just filling time to fill it.
No, that's, like, my... That goes, again, that goes with everything, though. I don't like busy work. I don't like wasting time.
Especially, like... In our practices, we got out early a lot.
We do. And it's because, like, we finished the practices.
Yeah, like...
There's, like, nothing more to it.
Yeah, it's not like we're just, like, skipping stuff.
But also, like, we, like... Our team zooms through stuff. If it doesn't have a time interval, we get through it.
Oh, yeah. If it doesn't have a time interval, you better believe we are moving.
They're, like, 10 seconds rest. Try one.
Try one.
And I'm like, girl, what? I'm like, trying to breathe. Like, lane one is just all like,
seniors is just, they're like 5 laps ahead of everyone on all the warm-ups.
I literally, I'm like, I can't breathe. And I feel bad because I want to wait the same time as you, but I need a break. Like, that 200 was a lot for me, personally.
The warm-up.
The warm-up is always the hardest because I just need to get through it because they go through it so fast.
They zoom through that.
It's like, good for them because I'm glad that they're all warmed up and ready.
Before we get in the water.
Before we even get in the water. Don't even get me started with getting there early and stretching. I'm so bad at getting there early. I get crapped on by Jay all the time. But anyways, I don't know if you want to ask another question, but I have some lined up.
I have one.
Okay.
Why did you choose Ball State?
So, like, I applied to Ball State because I got a free application.
Yeah, same.
So I literally was like, why not? But I came on the campus. I really loved campus. Campus was so pretty. And it was, like, small enough where I was like, okay, it's, like, not intimidatingly big. Yeah. But it also wasn't, like, a small school where you're, like...
I know every single person I walk by.
Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, here's the one dining hall that's open.
Yeah.
Like, so that was really charming about it. And then when I ended up meeting the team and the coaches were just so fun and so nice. And there was something really charming about, like, the pool in general, I would say.
Even though our pool is...
Old.
Old, interesting. I love it.
It's something very homey. It's not intimidating.
No, it's not. Like, it's a circle, for one.
It's a
We love it.
Big. It's literally one circle.
It literally is a circle.
It's a dome.
We love our dome.
Llewellyn. Llewellyn Pool.
We love her.
Made in the 60s?
I think so.
70s?
One of the two.
It was like...
I don't know.
It was super, super old. But it hasn't changed since.
No, it hasn't.
That's why I love Ball State. Like, if you're definitely looking for something, like, smaller, but still a D1 school.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of students here. We have 18,000.
And we have, like, good programs. No, like, it's, like, not bad at all.
No, we have really good programs
It's here. Super fun. I'm really glad I picked it. Because I had a few other ones that were, like, lined up. But Ball State just did it for me.
Yeah.
And you?
So, I actually almost, I went on my recruiting visit here. It was my last one, and I almost canceled it.
Oh, you love that.
I almost canceled it because I went on a recruiting visit to somewhere else.
Oh.
And I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my mom was like, oh, you should go just to make sure. So, I went, and the second I got here, I was like, oh, I like it here.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to Jessie.
Yes, sophomore.
Yes. And she just said, like, she was telling me about her visit, and she was like, yeah, the second I got on campus, I was like, wow, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I met the team, and I just, they clicked. And I was like, well, that's how I feel.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I met Jay.
Yes.
And Jay is just, we love him.
Yes.
He's
so fun, so personable.
He really is. He cares about you as a person.
Yes.
Not just, like...
And you can tell, like, he just loves the sport.
He does.
He's, like, so nice to have someone, like, so invested in it. Is.
And so, yeah, that's why I came here.
Yeah.
I just fell in love with the team.
For sure. The team, hands down, is, like,
you won't get iconic. You won't get a better team than ours.
For sure. I love every single person on the team.
Like...
They're all so funny. And, like, everyone's so, especially for the boys team, everyone's so competitive.
Oh, for sure.
People, like, that's what Jay told me when I met him for the first time. He's like, you better love to race because these boys, like, love to get on the blocks and race the heck out of every practice.
Trash
talk. Like healthy trash talk, not like you suck, I hope you die. Like it's like, well, it's like get ready to go down. Like I'm taking you down. The amount of times people come up to me and go, you want to do some fly right now? I'm gonna kick your butt. And I'm like, well, first of all, if we're not doing 100 lease, you probably will, because my fly is not a fast little moment.
When we were doing relays and Joey went up to Laura and goes, I'm gonna beat you, and then walked away.
And then
beat her after being a 25 behind.
Literally. But that's like, that's what's fun about it. It's like, and also like, not a lot of people get butt hurt.
No, not even a little bit.
Like, we're all like super fun and we appreciate the race.
Yes. We appreciate the process.
We appreciate it. Do you have any swimming pet peeves? Like specific pet peeves involving swimming? This can be anywhere.
Yes, I do. When people don't leave on time.
Oh, like off the walls.
Yes.
I get that.
When people leave like 2 seconds early, or like you leave on the zero and they leave on the two.
How? That,
or when people are on my feet, that's just so annoying.
That's a big one. I really hate it.
Like if you're
on
my feet and I tell you to go in front of me, then go in front of
me. Go around.
Literally go around me.
Tap and go. Like I don't.
I will stop at the nearest wall and let you pass.
Seriously, it's so annoying.
I don't like when people touch my feet. That's so annoying.
I really don't like it. I hate people who are negative during practice. I don't think that you're. I don't think you're negative.
I complain a lot, but it's also kind of. I like complain in fun ways.
I don't like when people are like, "I don't want to do this. I want to be somewhere else. What am I doing?"
Oh yeah, and I'm like that. I'm like,
stop.
I'm like, oh, I'm drowning on this.
I'm like, we're both here. Like, we're in this together. I need someone that mentally is ready to be there with me. But yeah, no, I can't have negative attitudes.
It honestly, it's just like,
it brings everyone down.
It brings everyone down, and it just makes you not want to try as hard. Like, I want someone to make me want to try harder.
It's okay to not be, like, excited about the practice, but, like,
it's okay to be like, ooh, this is gonna suck.
This is gonna be a toughie. My legs are gonna hurt.
Or hit the wall and be like, ouch, that hurt.
Yeah,
like,
that wasn't my best.
I hit the wall and I'm like, ooh, that wasn't very good.
I hit the wall. I physically hit the wall.
Oh, besides swimming, what's your favorite pastime?
So, I'm in high school, I was really involved in my school. I love to, like, do things, and, like, I don't like to sit and, like, do nothing.
Oh, like, that's where we're different.
Yes. Because, like, my junior and senior year, I would never be caught dead sitting still unless it was, like, past 9, and now I would be on my phone still doing stuff. And even to this day, like, I don't like sitting around and doing nothing. I used to never take naps.
Oh, I'm familiar with the topic.
I take a few naps now, but like I could not take naps in high school. I like to get up and do stuff.
I like taking naps just because I feel so refreshed afterwards. But you should be proud of me. I haven't taken a nap in 2 weeks.
I know. Big moves. Big moves for you.
I know. And I've been going to bed at a decent time. I mean, like.
But for me, I don't know what my favorite thing to do. I guess, like, hang out with friends.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of person where if I hang out with someone, I have to, like, do something.
Let's talk to you.
Talk. I do like to talk a lot about things with other people. I also like to clean.
Oh, you love to
clean. I like to, like, reorganize and stuff.
Oh, you're really good at that.
I love it.
You offered to clean my room, but it's actually clean right now.
You cleaned it up just for giggles. But I do love to clean. I love to eat, too.
Oh, me too.
I used to, what did you do during quarantine? Pastimes. I baked so much.
Me too. I went running a lot.
Really? I walked a lot. I tanned a lot, too.
Oh, I did that, too. I got really into running and, like, lifting weights. That's what I did over the summer. Like, once the gyms opened, I was there.
Yeah.
And, like, before the gyms opened, I would swim in my neighbor's pool.
Same.
Oh. And I would go on. I'm going lots of runs. I started really slow because I took my dog with me, and then once I got her, you know, in shape.
Up to speed.
She wasn't.
Me.
Once I got her in shape, we would go on like 12-mile runs, or like I would be on the bike, and she would just be a lot. Coming along with me. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would bake a lot. I'd do like late night baking.
Oh, I would too. My mom would get so mad at me.
Same. She'd wake up and smell cookies. She'd be like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm making cookies." And then she'd be like, "Stop!" And she'd take a few. And I'm like, "What are you doing, man? Don't support my habits."
It'd be like 3 a.m. and I'd be baking, and my mom would be like, "What are you doing?"
It's so nice putting on that one song, "Super Lonely" or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that nostalgia. Oh, but it's yeah. Good. That's like what I like.
Quarantine is interesting.
Because like that's like that was a major focus for us for pastimes because had nothing else to do.
I dyed my hair a lot in very unconventional ways.
Unconventional ways.
I use food coloring.
Ew, your poor hair. I saw a TikTok.
Food coloring with conditioner.
My bad.
It's not that bad.
Oh my lord, not the
It was a TikTok trend.
I'm going to ask another question.
Okay. I don't have any left, so...
Oh! Here's a good one. What advice do you have for people who are interested in becoming collegiate athletes, or maybe just a swimmer in general? For anyone who's listening who, like, wants to be maybe a D1 athlete one day, or maybe pursue swimming in high school.
Are we talking like recruiting process?
We can talk about that.
Okay. I would say be the one to reach out. Yes. Don't wait until they reach out to you because
no, they won't.
Jackson knows from experience.
They won't.
But like fill out the some of them will.
You'll get definitely. Some offers and you'll be like, no.
Yeah.
Because a lot of programs, especially with swimming, I got a lot that was like, we're just starting up our program. You should come join. And I was like,
same.
Flattered that I got those emails and thank you for reaching out.
Yes.
But
I'm looking for a more developed program.
I'm a more developed swimmer. I want a more developed program.
Exactly. And I just fill out the recruiting questionnaires. Those are key.
Do that number one.
Yes. And then if you don't hear back within like a couple weeks or a month, I'd say, because they get a lot of those.
Yeah, don't stress it. Especially if it's like IU. Or like
exactly
Texas.
If it's a big school like that, like even if it's a small school, don't stress, just give it time. And then if you don't hear back, just reach out with a simple email and be like, hey, like, this is who I am.
Yes.
This is what I swim. I'm interested in your program. Will you tell me more?
Yes.
Don't be like, oh, hey, I want to come swim there. Because what if they tell you about it and you end up hating it?
Yes. Do your research about the program before. 100%. Because what I did for, like, my schools, I would be like, I really liked your nursing program. Mm-hmm. And I also really like how, like, you guys did this well at this meet. I would like to do this. Like, if you show that you know more than just the surface level information, mm-hmm. like, if you do that research, it's going to make you more interesting. Exactly.
And plus, you want to come prepared with questions.
Yes.
Because once you set up that first call, they're going to say, do you have any questions? You need to know stuff about the school in order to have questions.
Yes, because it's just like a normal job interview.
It's like an interview.
You don't want to be like, I don't have any questions, because then it's like, it doesn't show that like
you're not taking interest as you should.
Yes, because people who are interested have questions about stuff.
Exactly.
Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
I would start reaching out maybe your junior year.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a girl.
If you're a girl,
to recruit them early.
Whenever the recruiting period opens for you is when you should start looking if you want to swim.
I think I started the summer before my senior year is when I like started to like go.
I started the spring of my junior year.
Yeah.
Which was honestly pretty late for girls.
Yes.
That's like when I started because I wasn't sure if I wanted to swim in college.
A lot of schools look at guys. I mean, the majority, there are going to be some anomalies who's going to be like older.
Yeah.
But like a lot of schools tend to look at times from junior years for guys, I feel like.
Oh, for
like
girls.
Those are like your main ones, but they're like, that's where you get those points.
And that's honestly why I didn't start until the spring or the summer of my junior year. Because my junior year was so bad.
Yeah. But overall, like, just have fun with the recruiting process.
And, like, it shouldn't be stressful.
No.
And coaches will try to put deadlines on you. Don't let them.
No.
Because the second they put a deadline on you is the second, in my mind, that I was like, no.
Yeah.
Because why are you forcing me to, like, I get that it's like a money thing, like scholarships and whatever. Like, you have to be able to offer them to other people. But, like, don't rush me into a decision. Like, you you should care as much about my decision as I do.
Yeah.
If, like,
for sure.
Like, you shouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, I want you to come here. I don't care how it affects this and this and this. Like,
yeah.
You should care about that.
And you can also get into the sport of high school swimming or, like, swimming in general without really going collegiately as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, swimming is such a fun sport because it's so underrated.
Oh,
if you meet another swimmer who swam before is currently swimming, like, that's already like a bond that you guys have.
Oh, 100%.
And it's, like, so nice because a lot of the things that happen in the swim world is, like, universal.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, a lot of people have morning practices. A lot of people have those, like, you know, tough days and those meet days and, like, yep. meet warm-ups. Like, everyone has little things that they can relate to. And I think that's what can really relate swimmers and, like, athletes together than, like, other sports, so yeah. to speak.
I definitely think, like, you see another swimmer on the street and you're like, I know what they went through.
Yeah, you're like, I see you.
I knew the pain.
I know that taper.
Not the taper.
Not the taper.
But, like, I don't know how it is for other sports, but, like, I don't know. Whenever I did cross country, I looked at another person. I was like, oh, yeah, I can tell that you run, but, like,
that was it's like all the programs are so different.
Yeah.
We're swimming. I mean, we're all going to have similar things.
We all flip turn. We all swim back and forth. Like,
almost every program has morning practice.
Oh.
The more developed programs at least do.
100%. Even some of the undeveloped, like, high school programs,
they still have morning practices.
Like, it's kind of a universal thing. It's just but, like, fun. With some, like, let's say, I don't know, basketball programs, like, some will have morning practice, others won't.
Others won't. It's just, like, I feel like because swimming is so uncommon that when you do have it, like, it's run by people who know what they're doing.
Exactly. So it's all the same.
But yeah, I would suggest joining swim. It's fun. It's one of the bestest decisions I've ever made.
That was a sentence.
I didn't know where I was going to go with that at first. I was like, most bestest decision.
Yeah. I would say go with swimming.
Yeah.
I mean, I had the opportunity to see what other sports are like, and I don't know.
I only tried it out when I was younger.
I definitely like swimming, just because, I don't know, the team aspect. It's a team sport, but it's an individual sport.
Yeah.
Which is what I like. Because, I don't know, I don't think I would excel in a team. In a strictly team sport or a strictly individual sport.
That's what's fun about it is with it being like an individual team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have a bad race, but like your team can do really well, and like that can be uplifting. Mm-hmm. And it's always gonna feel great when you have a good meet too.
Exactly.
So like, there's really good sides to both.
Because like, you could have a really bad meet personally, and your team could still win. And you're like, oh yay, like,
we won. You know what? It was worth it.
You know what? I did my best. And then it goes the other way around. You could have a really good meet, and you're like, oh wow, like this is really good, but your team could lose.
Cannot
and
win. Like, but you're like, you know what?
You know what? I still had a really good meet personally. Yeah.
So we're gonna start winding down the show.
Yay.
Our first episode, all done.
How exciting.
Do you want to plug any social medias you have?
No, my Instagram.
Do you want to look it up?
Yeah.
My social media, my Instagram is jackson.ketchum, jackson.ketcham. And my Twitter is jacksonketchum, jacksonketcham. There's no dot on my Twitter, I believe.
Okay.
I might have changed it, but you'll find me by just looking at my name.
Yeah. Well, my Instagram is kay.witt__ 2
fun.
Of them.
Fun. Two underscores.
Two of them. And then my Twitter is kjwitt with also 2 underscores.
Perfect. And then our podcast does have an Instagram
and a Twitter.
It's just sorry I have swim practice podcast.
No spaces.
No spaces. At all. No spaces. No underscores. No periods. Period. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really all we have for today. Next week we should have our first guest. We don't know who it is yet. But we don't know what we're talking about either.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a little bit.
They get to choose the topic.
Yeah. Our guests will choose the topic.
Yes.
We're gonna force them to say anything.
Yeah.
But yeah. Any last remarks, Kaylee?
No, I got nothing.
Well, Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Come back for more.
Yes, come back next week.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yay. Love y'all.
Peace.
Bye.